Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System, hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX. Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
The winter canola industry is expanding rapidly, and it's almost impossible to keep up with the latest information. That's why producer Matt Gard of Fairview compiled the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog. It's an invaluable resource with the latest canola yield data from OSU, KSU, and the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission. The 2013 Winter Canola Catalog has write-ups about each variety and features articles from canola experts. Get your copy of the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog today at canolaofthegreatplains.com. Justin, how did our markets do today?
Well, the grain complex closed weaker today on this Friday the 13th here to finish the week. Today was the last trading day for the September grain futures contracts, so we had a lot of wild action in the September corn, September beans, and then in the September wheat. September corn closed down 29 and a quarter at 450. Now, if you keep in mind that September contract has been over the December contract for as long as I can remember, but today it closed 9 cents below it, so that was pretty interesting. On the September beans, they were up about 46 and three-quarter cents at 1488, where the November closed at 1381. So they're about $1.07 over the November. That's an interesting deal there because we haven't had any deliveries up to this point against the September contracts. On the wheat futures, we were down 14 in September Chicago and down about 21 and three-quarters in September Kansas City. So a lot of action there. Now, if we look at the new crop here, we're really continue to focus on the weather and what kind of weather patterns we've seen over the next 7 to 10 days. They've added rainfall. We have about 60 to 70% coverage for the next 7 days. It's not looking like much more than probably an inch of rain so far. But any rain is going to be good rain, and now that we've had a cool front that's really cooled things off, that's going to help us out here.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Justin, what other news were the traders looking at today?
Next week we have a few important reports. So we have the weekly crop progress and condition report that will come out Monday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Right now it looks like they're looking for another decrease in that good to excellent category for corn and beans, down 1 to 2% in corn, and down to about 2 to 4% in the soybean good to excellent category. And then on Tuesday we have an updated FSA acreage report. It looks like they're looking for lower corn acreage, lower bean acreage, and lower spring wheat planted acreage, which is interesting because the USDA actually increased those acres on their last report, but a lot of people are looking for the FSA to decrease it. So we'll figure out that they're hardly ever the same number from both reporting agencies, but it's really a pretty interesting number to see where they come out. Now, Goldman Sachs said today that they're going to raise their 3-month and 6-month soybean price projections. They lowered the 3-month about $2 to $12.50. They were at $10.50, and they lowered the 6-month forecast to they raised it to $11.50 from $10.50. They left a 3- and 6-month forecast for corn and wheat unchanged. But any time they start moving their numbers and raising it or lowering it, the market really pays attention because they're such a big player. But other than that, we just closed the week off steady to a little bit weaker after the USDA report yesterday.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Recapping our closing numbers on this Friday, October live cattle were up 42 cents on the day at 125.25. September feeders up 27 at 157.30. October lean hogs gained half a dollar and closed at $90.70. Kansas City September wheat was down 21 and 3/4 cents on the day and closed at $6.85 a bushel. Chicago September corn down 29 cents to close at $4.50. And September soybeans were up 46 and 3/4 cents at $14.88 and 3/4. quarters. October cotton on Friday closed down 67 points at 85.21. That's your market wrap-up. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.